T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dogs will eat pretty much anything, including and in some cases especially what they're not supposed to. I asked Penn Vets Dr. Katie Morrow, a specialist in emergency medicine, just how safe it is to let your dog snack on the flashy insects.
We don't have as much information about these spotted lanternflies as we would like to because they're new to the area. With any of the insects that are out there, dogs that are eating large volumes of them, they can cause irritation or inflammation to the lining of the stomach, and that can cause dogs to be less apt to eat or have vomiting, in some cases diarrhea.
She says cats who are particularly sensitive to toxins may show different effects, like copious drooling.
They're foaming, they might even open their mouth as they drool, and that can be just from taking it into their mouth.
Morrow cautions you not to assume that if your pet's been mouthing or eating lanternflies, any symptoms they develop are a consequence. That could delay getting help for something unrelated and potentially serious.
Just call your vet, reach out, see if you should bring them in.
Molly Daly, KYW News Radio.